CBA Mobile.
WZM Mobile.
J4UZN, did I get that right?
Your Whiskey Zoo Mike.
Got the, I missed the mic part. Okay, Zulu Whiskey Mike. Well, good evening, name here is David, and I'm headed to play tennis. I'm a little hoarse today. I got a little, some allergy stuff going on.
That sounds interesting. I'm going home from work.
Yeah, you and a bunch of other people. I'm passing. I'm meeting a bunch of people on Wade Hampton, headed east, and, there's like, you know, three lanes as far as you can see. I just came over the hill there at the railroad tracks at Texas Roadhouse. Unbelievable. I haven't seen the traffic backed up like this. It must be, it might be a wreck down the street or something. Who knows what's going on at this juncture. But that's one reason I leave early for tennis, because, you know, you just never know what you're going to run into.
Hampton. That ain't the nicest area town to drive through this time of day, for sure. I just went through Cherrydale. I'm on my way north to Travel's Rest. I got me a while to go, though, and a good bit of traffic between now and then, too.
Live in TR. And, hang on just a second.
For DJ Steve.
Jerry.
Do I have anything much to say? Just want to say hello to everybody today. Haven't been on the radio the past couple of days. Been busy doing some other stuff, trying to catch up with some paperwork and some telecomputer work and repairing some stuff. You guys doing okay today?
Okay, I'm a little hoarse. I got some kind of allergy thing going on in sore throat, drainage, and I've been taking some medicine. So, anyway, and there's another gentleman in here, Zulu Whiskey Mike. I do not remember his name, but go ahead, Zulu Whiskey Mike. This is KP4 CBA.
CBA and the group, something DJC, I guess it is. I didn't catch your call either. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4 WZM. Name is Daniel.
Got it that time. My call is November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie. And David sounds like he's stuck in traffic.
On Watson Road right now. It's a little cut through because, you know, if I really needed to turn left off of Rutherford on the way to Hampton and turn on to Everett Road, but they were blocking the intersection, the left turn people, and which you're not supposed to, and the other the Wade Hampton light was green, so I'm sure those people were really happy about that. But evidently people are catching on, because there's a long line here at Watson Road coming up to, I think it's Lee Road, and or East Lee Road, I can't remember. Anyway, and so yeah, but I got plenty of time to get there.
Now heading towards Furman University. Highway 276. Traffic finally lets up through here, and then it gets bad again. Heading up 25 through Travel's Rest, but then it'll lighten up a good bit right after then.
was a nice day today. It felt a little cooler than it was, I guess, because of the wind, but felt pretty good outside to cook that a little bit today, cook that for lunch. But I don't envy either one of you guys having to deal with any traffic, because I can't stand traffic after driving as much as I did for 15 or 16 years. I got really tired of sitting in traffic. It was I had to always leave an hour or an hour and a half before I needed to be somewhere just in case I got stuck in Atlanta.
And as always, a picnic. About the only time you get to Atlanta is about 3 a.m. in the morning, if there's not an accident. Oh, me, I tell you. But, yeah, I avoid Atlanta like the plague. I've got relatives just on the other side of Atlanta, east of Atlanta. But anyway. And, see, we used to live on TR. We used to live in the Northcliffe subdivision. I don't know if you know where that is. Gosh, I've already forgot your name. Anyway, Zula Whiskey Mike, go ahead.
It's north of Travelers Rest, close to Highway 414 and 25. I used to drive semi trucks through Atlanta on a regular basis. I don't think there was an hour of the day or a day of the week I have not been through Atlanta in an 18 wheeler. Want to talk about fun? That's not.
And especially if you had to go up through Cobb Canyon up that way, it's awful. Go 285 and head up to I-75. That's one of the worst sections of interstate in the world to me. The far as just the traffic now. The roughest section of me was headed out I-20 like you headed towards Birmingham. That was awful. That was a terrible road. When you got into Alabama, it was awful. I mean, it was roughest interstates I've been on in years, I guess. But I always try to figure out a way to have to go around Atlanta, but I used to have to get Rome, Georgia, a good bit up in that area, and the Ringgold, Georgia, and Chattanooga, and I'd go up SR-20, Georgia State Road 20, up there now, the Mall of Georgia there now, when they built everything up, that kind of put the quiet or some of that, as my dad used to say it, and ruined that. That just turned it into, it was a two-lane highway for years. You could bypass all the intersections, the 285 interchange and all that mess, but and it was fairly fast in the beginning, but when it started building up, that was the end of that.
Yeah, Atlanta is something else. It's, I guess it's a neat place to visit. I definitely would not want to live there. And there's not a lot of back roads and, secret ways of getting places that only the locals know about. So, like there is up in Pigeon Forge, and there's some places up there that you can, it's got some back roads. If you know them, you can get off that 6-lane and, get around a little bit better. But I don't know of any in Atlanta. I tell you. Well, I finally got off of Watson Road. I'm rolling again. But the traffic to the light there at Edwards Road is backed up to beyond Watson Road. And people are just kind enough to let people turn left there. I'd still be sitting there.
WZM. Yep, that's the way I used to go around Atlanta was 285. There's a truck van through the middle of town on 85 and 75. You have to get off and take 285 around it, or they will write you some nice and fancy high-dollar tickets. Make you want to cry over them, too. Yeah. So I always cut off on 285 to avoid those problems. As far as the end of town you're driving through now, drawing a blank on your name in the Taylor's area right now, Taylor's Greer-ish. I'm quite familiar with that area too. I used to roll through there on a regular basis, not in a truck, in a car. And that's pretty fun this time of day. The traffic is just unbelievable. The roads aren't big enough to handle the volume. And the people blocked the intersection, you're just simply not getting through for a while. So I'm glad they let you out.
Hey, I know all about that. Downtown Atlanta is still a mess, even without trucks. Yeah, we have to wheel in a big rig around. That's a different story entirely. And, David, one of the things about Atlanta is, you know, even the locals know some ways, but at certain times of day, you just can't get there from here. And I always used, my sister-in-law lives in Duluth, and my brother-in-law and her husband works at Tech, so he knows all the inroads and everything. They've been there for years, but there's just not a good way of getting anywhere. If you got to go downtown to Tech or Georgia State, into places like that on the other side of Atlanta. And Daniel, one of the things I used to do, I used to travel all over Georgia and South Carolina, Alabama, get a bit of Tennessee, North Carolina. So what I'd do, if I was headed towards, sometimes I'd have to go down to Griffin and Thomaston, Georgia, in that area, if you know where that is. And I had a customer in Monroe, Georgia. I just called on him. I cut across Highway 11 across the state, and it wasn't too bad of a deal. I wouldn't want to be driving a big rig through there, though, because if the roads weren't very wide.
Yes. Before CBA.
Yeah, I got another phone number, so next time I call you, the next time the 2 o'clock number answers, then it'll be me.
What's the last four of it?
29. It's 864-584-4529.
I will try to remember that and give you a shout on that. 499. As soon as I get home, that you have my number on there as well.
I'll set it up. I just want to give it to you. And just give Gary his number in case I don't get to him. Because it's hard to get phone so bad, as you know. I'll be in front of later on. I'll sit down and see what happens later on. I'll try to get back on here and put this back on charge at 9. So if you don't hear from me, just leave with Gary. Well, we got all I could. So we'll see what happens. It should work, though. It should let me know. They're working on it. So at least, hey, you know how bad this darn consumer
said
this is worth getting rid of it. Thanks.
All right, I'll catch you later on. Thanks for letting me know. I just attempted to call it, but it went to voicemail, I think it was. I'll take a look at it when I get to the house to see if it did or not. But I typed it in, hit call. So, anyways, good to hear from you. Thanks for jumping in. Let me know. KJ4WZM. Back to y'all, I've heard it said Atlanta is an hour from Atlanta. It takes you an hour to go anywhere in Atlanta, and that's in traffic bay.
Good. Pretty lucky to, you know, to get through Atlanta. And just zip through. I think I've done it in the middle of the night, but that was years ago. And I used to have to get on there for a training with Mazda, and I had to get on 285, and then I think it was 75, yeah. And it was a mess, and people would just run all over you. I didn't know where I was going half the time, and the exit was real convoluted, and so at night, it was especially hard to find. And I usually didn't get there until after dark in the winter because, I worked till 5:30 and then I had to leave and drive down there that night and be ready to get up and go to class the next morning.
And that, I have been going to Atlanta now, to Atlanta and through Atlanta for work. And not even just driving a semi, but before that, I worked construction. I went down to Atlanta a lot for construction work. I've been doing that for 6 years, going on seven. This year would be 7 years. But I did it for 6 years, going through Atlanta all the time. And I only went to Atlanta, in all that time, I've only been to Atlanta twice because of wanting to be there to go to something. Went to a baseball game once and took people to the aquarium once. Other than that, all the other times I've been to Atlanta was because I had to, not because I wanted to. That's a place I try to avoid, and no matter how hard I try to avoid it, I always end up there again.
Sure, got it. Yeah, that's the thing. I've been traveling out there since before they built the interstates. And the 285 was just a two-lane road when I started going out there in the 60s, I guess. It's a far different place now. But I know Daniel knows, and Dave does too, I guess, where they call it Spaghetti Junction. I met the guy from Georgia Tech I met years ago. He's the worker for Georgia DOT. He's the guy that designed that thing. And he told me we were at a conference, an engineering conference. I was selling material. I'm working for a company made material like it was reinforcement material for asphalt. We met at a conference one time, and he said, I'm one of the most hated men in Georgia because of that. Well, guys, I got to jump out down here. I got a satellite passing over in about a minute or two. I'm going to see if I can get on board. David, you have a good evening, Dennis. Daniel, I hope you get home okay. Good talking to both you guys. See you later. 73 M4DJC.
Real quick, y'all 73s, I just got home. There is a for you tonight, so I'm definitely going to get off of here.
It's not going to be a call. How long have you been in amateur radio?
For you, Liam. We'll be clear after y'all.
I missed all of that. You're clearing out.
Just got in.
73s, and good to talk with you on 2 meters FM, and hope we can talk again sometime. 73s, I enjoyed it. KB4 CBA Mobile.